Good evening and welcome to the 10 o'clock news. Tonight's top story. There has been a minor earthquake in a local village this week. The quake, which happened on Tuesday, was said to measure 4.5 on the Richter scale. Residents were alarmed when furniture started shaking, but the quake only lasted for a few seconds. A new bookshop will be opening in town tomorrow. The shop, located in the centre of the High Street, sells mainly travel books and local books about the area. It is hoped that this enterprise will encourage people to get out and about more. Children in the local schools are to be given free shampoo after a spate of head lice. Local health workers say that head lice are common at the beginning of term and that there is no need for parents to be concerned. There will be health representatives in all schools this week to talk to parents and children and put minds at rest. A local horse has won a national horse riding competition. Go Lucky, whose owner lives in the south of the city, was ridden by Peter Winner. It's all in the name as far as I can see. Congratulations to both horse and jockey from all here at the 10 o'clock news team. Shoppers are being asked to be extra vigilant following a spate of handbag thefts in local shopping centres. Shoppers are being advised to keep all valuables with them at all times and, if possible, to bring only a small amount of cash out with them. Last week, 12 handbags were stolen. Police are suggesting that a gang is behind these thefts. And now for the weather. Temperatures are expected to plummet today to a maximum of 5 degrees as a cold front sweeps up from the south. This cold weather is expected to bring a few showers with it, and possibly some hail and sleet. Tomorrow, things will be much the same, so wrap up warm. Thanks for watching. See you again soon.